I suppose we could call it the exhaustion diet. Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. This is a pretty epic verse in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6, verse 31, that says this, "And he said to them, 'Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest for a while.' For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat." Is that really good stewardship? Well, because Jesus was involved, yes. Jesus had what we might call the passion of compassion, the priority of eternity. Those things were critical, and this was the Kairos moment of the Christ, and Jesus had to do this work at this particular time. But there was a necessary time to rest. That is, of course, why God gave us the Sabbath from the very foundation, to trust him, to acknowledge that he would provide at the right time. And so the Sabbath rest was later on replaced by Jesus himself, who would become our Sabbath rest. And that's, of course, the heart of the gospel. Jesus does the work. We rest in that by trusting in that work. It's a wonderful thing to trust Jesus as our grace and our forgiver and our good news. Well, that story continues in Mark 6. And so they try to take a break. They do take a break, but people find out where they are and they chase them down. And Jesus does what? He began to teach them many things. That was the important thing. Jesus had to teach them. He had to feed them his clear word. And so the people listened and listened and listened. And finally, they became hungry not only for the word of God, but just for food. And how did God solve that problem? You may recall. It was a little boy. The gospel tells us there was a boy among them that had 5 loaves and 2 fish. And we don't know who it was intended for. Maybe it was for his family. Maybe it was for himself. We don't know that. But he was willing to entrust it to God. And he shared it. And what did God do? He multiplied it. And he fed 5,000 men. And really, when you look at the text, it's probably about 20 to 25,000 people who ate that meal. God can multiply mercy. And that's the other benefit of trusting him. So there's something that our church does in Ithaca, and I know there are other churches up in the Syracuse area that do it. They participate in the Feed My Starving Children mobile pack. We do that, and we've been doing it a long time. And there is one of the steering committee members who has historically purchased T-shirts, and it's this couple's way of supporting the pack by making them available to anybody else to purchase. Now, they buy the T-shirts, and so all of the T-shirts, that money goes to the food that we pack. So it happened again this year, and we sold all those T-shirts, and it was a wonderful fundraiser. Well, it turned out that somebody else heard about this and said, well, there's no reason why I can't jump on this. I'll give an additional $5 for every T-shirt you pack. And so that happened. And then when our vacation Bible school happened, somebody else in our own congregation heard about this and said, well, there's no reason why kids should have to actually buy the T-shirts. We'll buy it for them. So another couple paid for the T-shirts. So really, it became a manifold way to provide food, grace upon grace upon grace. So when we're overwhelmed, I think you should just stop. Do what Jesus said. Just unplug. Just rest. Just disconnect. And then the work will come at the right time. Stop, rest, pray, and trust. But God, when the work comes back, will provide. And then some. This is Pastor Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day.